In the U.S., the Index of Small Business Optimism is out, and small businesses are feeling a little bit less that way. The National Federation of Independent Businesses says its index fell by 0.1% last month.
For more on that story, let's bring in Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company. She's with us from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, I guess it's not a big surprise that small businesses are a little less optimistic given everything that's happening in the economy, but what's your take on that?
Well, small business owners are really headline-driven and talk show influenced. There is a survivor's bias now. Many of the small businesses have folded, but those who did not have to close their doors are now seeing a pickup in business. It's not robust, but it's real nonetheless. They don't really hire until they desperately need help when they see a real recovery in their business. But they are starting to hire. They're talking about taxes and regulation and everything, but they hire when business is actually picking up, and that's what they're seeing now.
So you're saying that they're looking at the news headlines and they're seeing some bad headlines out there from Europe and elsewhere. But when you look at their bottom lines, they're not quite as bad as it may seem.
Bottom line, money talks.
Well, let me get your thoughts on another big story, Julie. The Fed says that the median net worth of the American household has fallen 40% during the Great Recession. It's just a stunning number.
Well, it means about 70% of us in the middle class have seen their net worth destroyed after 18 years of gains. You're looking at about a 43% dive due to housing values, first of all, falling year after year for the last 5 years, and unfortunately it's likely to remain very sluggish for years to come. Prices can't go back to 2006 levels because those prices were wildly speculative and basically in a bubble. Consumers really believe the monstrous banking myth of the home equity loan. Unleash that pent-up value in your ever-increasing home and borrow on fictitious property values. And they spent like crazy on toys, games, and prizes. Then they also saw their retirement investment income collapse as well. Incomes, they dropped a third year in a row. Adjusted for inflation, we're back to 1996 levels. And the 2000 boom is totally busted.
Julie Neiman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.